Welcome to the Masthead for March 2025, brought to you by the Siemens Church Institute. All rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets. Mariners depend on SCI. SCI depends on you. Support the Siemens Church Institute. The Masthead. Compassion, dependability, integrity. In this issue, March 2025, amid air collision and mariners in need, CMA Director guides chaplains at NAMA's Houston School. SCI welcomes Reverend Grace Pardon as MOR Supervisory Chaplain after the MV Patrick J. Studert collision. ISC-based chaplains offer ashes throughout the port of New Jersey on Ash Wednesday. ISC attends SUNY Maritime SeaTerm Experience Expo. Nesselhut Shifflin, panelist at 2025 CMA Shipping Conference. See you on the mountain. Register for the 2025 SCI Mountain Challenge. From the SCI Archives, Kitty Car Polo. Many thanks to David Ryder for the photo on the cover of this month's magazine. DavidRyder.photoshelter.com. Thank you to our sponsors, ACBL, Ingram, Trinity Church, a parish in the city of New York, ABS, Genco, Kirby, McAllister, MSC, Moran, Tote, and Seward and Kissel. Learn more about corporate sponsors. 47th Annual Silver Bell Awards Dinner, Thursday, June 12, 2025, Pier 60 at Chelsea Piers, New York. Join us for the 47th Annual Silver Bell Awards Dinner as we celebrate the maritime community and honor Christopher J. Wernicke, Chairman and CEO of the American Bureau of Shipping, with a Silver Bell Award, and Joseph E.M. Hughes, Chairman of the Shipowners Claims Bureau, Incorporated, managers of the American P&I Club, with the Lifetime Achievement Award. Click below for more details and to register for the event. Crisis Response. A webcam image captures a City Cruises vessel assisting in the recovery efforts on the Potomac River following the collision between an American Airlines regional plane and an Army Black Hawk helicopter. This image was sourced from a Fox 5 webcam. Amid air collision and mariners in need. In his latest quarterly activity report, SCI President and Executive Director, the Reverend Mark Nesselhut shares how SCI was called into action after a mid-air collision between a passenger jet and an Army helicopter in Washington, D.C. With mariners playing a vital role in the recovery efforts, SCI's assistance was requested through established industry connections, leading to the swift deployment of Chaplain Jeffrey Davis to provide emotional and pastoral care to those afflicted. Center for Mariner Advocacy. Photo shows CMA Director Phil Shifflin training maritime chaplains at NAMA's Houston School. CMA Director guides chaplains at NAMA's Houston School. While the Center for Mariner Advocacy, CMA, focuses on assisting mariners and seafarers with legal cases and engaging in domestic and international maritime policy discussions, its director, Phil Shifflin, Esquire, also dedicates time during the year to train chaplains. On February 24th and 25th, Shifflin taught at NAMA's North American Maritime Ministry Association, Introduction to Seafarers Welfare and Maritime Ministry course, also known as the Houston School, hosted at the Houston International Seafarer Center. Participants represented diverse organizations from Hong Kong, the Netherlands, the Virgin Islands, Argentina, Canada, and the USA. NAMA conducts the Houston School annually to equip port chaplains worldwide with the skills and knowledge to better support seafarers. CMA contributes to the program annually by providing approximately 6 hours of training on the Maritime Labor Convention, 2006, MLC, 2006. This instruction helps chaplains develop a legal understanding of the rights and protections under MLC 2006, enabling them to recognize potential seafarer rights cases and refer them to CMA for advocacy on behalf of the affected mariners. See you on the mountain. SCI Mountain Challenge. Registration is open. SCI invites the maritime community to join us on September 25th, 28th at the Sunday River Resort in Maine for a test of endurance inspired by mariners. Ministry on the River. SCI welcomes the Reverend Grace Pardon as MOR Supervisory Chaplain. The Seamus Church Institute, SCI, welcomes a Reverend Grace Pardon as its new Supervisory Chaplain for Ministry on the River, MOR. She succeeds the Reverend David Shirk and will be based at the Center for Maritime Education in Paducah, Kentucky. In her new role, the Reverend Pardon will oversee MOR's operations covering the Upper Mississippi and Ohio River regions, while also coordinating SCI's pastoral presence across the Inland Rivers, Intercoastal Waterway, and Gulf Coast. Her responsibilities will include providing direct pastoral care to mariners and strengthening SCI's relationships with the church and maritime industry. The Reverend Pardon joins SCI from St. Matthew Lutheran Church in Paducah, Kentucky, where she has served as pastor since 2021. She is already familiar with SCI's mission, having served as a MOR Chaplain Associate since 2021. She holds a bachelor's degree from Bethel University and a Master of Divinity from Luther Seminary, both in Minnesota. After the MV Patrick J. Studert collision, from February 2025, quarterly activity report by the Reverend Nancy Simpson, Chaplain, Ministry on the River, Houston Ship Channel, and Gulf Coast Region. As the SCI Chaplain in the Houston region, I receive shocking news. The MV Patrick J. Studert had collided with a ship and sunk in Louisiana. In that instant, my heart felt like it sank too. But almost immediately, I was met with incredible relief. The crew had survived and had been rescued by a nearby tugboat. With that news, I prepared to head to Buffalo Marine Service in Houston, while SCI Chaplain Jeff Davis provided on-the-ground support for the affected crew in Louisiana. Buffalo is one of the companies I regularly visit, both onshore and aboard their vessels, including the MV Patrick J. Studert. Arriving at Buffalo's shoreside office, I offered calm and steady support, a non-anxious presence, to help those processing the event. I listened as emotions flowed, shared in their thankfulness for the crew's survival, and prayed in gratitude as the full details of the accident continues to unfold. After spending time ashore, I noticed a Buffalo towboat docked outside and decided to visit. I wanted to be with the crew as they processed the shock of this traumatic yet miraculous event involving their fellow mariners in Louisiana. On my way to the vessel, I paused in my tracks. Lying on the wet gravel in front of me was a piece of string shaped unmistakably to me like a Christian fish symbol. At that moment, I felt a quiet reassurance to continue forward with Christ's peace and goodwill, carrying out the mission I had been called to, serving, listening, and supporting the mariners who live and work on the water. A photo accompanies the print version, Christian fish symbol. International Seafarers Center. Photos above in the print magazine show the SCI President and Executive Director, the Reverend Mark Nesselhut, and SCI Chaplain, the Reverend James Colon, administer ashes to port workers. In a separate picture, ISC Chaplain, the Reverend Dr. Bill Allport, and SCI Field Ed Seminarian Cora Walters visit seafarers aboard vessels March 5, 2025, Port Newark. ISC-based chaplains offer ashes throughout the Port of New York and New Jersey on Ash Wednesday. On March 5, 2025, the International Seafarers Center, ISC, in Port Newark, held two brief Ash Wednesday services, welcoming those of the port community who observed the occasion to receive ashes. Ash Wednesday marks the beginning of Lent for Christians, where they receive ashes on their foreheads as a sign of reflection and atonement. In addition to these services, ISC chaplains and SCI President and Executive Director, the Reverend Mark Nesselhut, brought ashes to go to seafarers on ships in Port Newark terminals and to workers throughout the port community. While having SCI chaplains administer ashes on ships is a long-standing tradition, said the ISC Director, Matt Morse, holding services in our chapel and inviting the port community is new. It reflects on our broader mission to create a welcoming space for everyone who works in the port. The personal connections we witnessed and helped facilitate both during and between those services were important reminders of the value that our welcoming space offers our community. The ISC will continue to explore additional opportunities to share its space and facilities with the port community throughout the year. More photos from Ash Wednesday in the Port of New York and New Jersey can be found in the print magazine. ISC attends SUNY Maritime's SeaTerm Experience Expo. During the week of March 4th, the SCI's International Seafarer Center visited SUNY Maritime's campus for the college's SeaTerm Experience Expo. ISC Director Matt Morse and Chaplain James Colon engaged with students and cadets, sharing insights about SCI's mission and the chaplains placed aboard SUNY Maritime's summer SeaTerm. This event is one of a few opportunities where SCI connects with SUNY Maritime cadets. SCI frequently hosts cadets at Port Newark to meet with seafarers, and an SCI chaplain is typically present during their in-dock week, where new cadets, known as MUGs, are introduced to Academy life. SCI appreciates SUNY Maritime for providing the chance to engage with cadets as they embark on their maritime careers. Notable: Nesselhut Shifflin, panelist at 2025 CMA Shipping Conference. The 40th edition of CMA Shipping, North America's leading maritime industry conference, will be held from April 1st to April 3rd in Stamford, Connecticut. This annual event gathers key maritime professionals, offering a platform for networking and discussions on industry challenges. The Seamen's Church Institute, SCI, will once again participate with the Reverend Mark Nesselhut, SCI's President and Executive Director, and Phil Shifflin, Esquire, Director of the Center for Mariner Advocacy, contributing to a panel discussion entitled Seafarer Panel, Reporting on the Proposed Changes to MLC, and an Essential Check-In on the U.S. Labor Market. Mark will moderate the panel, which will cover proposed changes to the Maritime Labor Convention, MLC, and provide a critical update on the U.S. labor market. Phil Shifflin will join the discussion as a panelist alongside Dr. Jason Zudema, Executive Director of NAMA and General Secretary of ICMA, Stella Kakuri, Associate General Manager, One Care Group Limited, and Pat Keffler, Chemical Manager and Regional Manager, Americas, Intertanko. Additionally, SCI will host a booth on the exhibition floor, offering attendees insights into its work across the Port of New York and New Jersey, U.S. Rivers and Gulf Coast, crisis response, advocacy, mariner training, and maritime feasibility studies. For more information about the conference, visit the CMA Shipping Conference website. In service to mariners and seafarers, chaplaincy, crisis response, online learning, simulator training, maritime feasibility studies, legal support, advocacy, policy oversight. Support the Seamen's Church Institute. From the SCI Archives, Kitty Carr pulled. With the NCAA Division I basketball tournaments kicking off next week, TBT takes a nostalgic look at seafarer sports. One of the earliest athletic passions among boat workers at SCI was, surprisingly, roller skating. In 1917, British apprentice officers staying at SCI's 13-story boat worker hotel at 25 South Street ventured uptown for a roller skating outing. They enjoyed it so much that SCI purchased 30 pairs of skates, which were shared in shifts as groups of seafarers took turns racing or stumbling across the auditorium floor at 25 South Street. The only real obstacle to this roller skating craze was the difficulty of fitting old-style metal skates over the seafarers' heavy boots. Nevertheless, they found creative ways to enjoy the sport and burn off energy. A particularly popular version was American football on roller skates, played to live piano accompaniment. Another unusual yet long-lasting seafarer sport rivaled even roller skating football in its strangeness and daring, kiddie car polo. Emerging as early as 1924 and continuing into the 1940s, this game involved grown men riding children's tricycles around a court while wielding sawed-off polo sticks to hit a ball. SCI's team performed impressively in league play, competing against teams from Oddfellow societies and other community groups across the city and suburbs. A photo from July 1930 issued of the Lookout captures this unique sport in action. See the print version to see this photo, titled The Game of Kitty Polo. More SCI history? Check out SCI's online archives. SCI's corporate sponsors, sustaining sponsors, American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram Barge Company, Trinity Church, a parish in the city of New York, Supporting sponsors, American Bureau of Shipping, Genco Shipping and Trading Company Limited, Kirby Corporation, McAllister Towing, Mediterranean Shipping Company, Moran Towing Corporation, Tote Group. In-kind sponsor, Seward and Kissel. The Seamus Church Institute, founded 1834. Engage in the conversation. If you receive this newsletter as a forwarded email from a friend or colleague, or regularly receive our emails and would like a complimentary subscription to our print magazine, please contact the Seamus Church Institute, 50 Broad Street, 26th floor, New York, New York, 100, United States. Thank you. And until next time, this was the masthead for March 2025, brought to you by the Seamus Church Institute. All rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets.